JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
The Jamaica Tourist Board is celebrating 60 years. We tell you all about the planned activities. And coming up later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and do stay with us. For the period April to December 2015, the Jamaica Tourist Board, JTB, will be staging a series of celebratory activities to mark its 60th anniversary. These activities will take place across the island as well as in the major source markets of the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom. A notable event to take place is the Blue Mountain Awards to be held in Montego Bay, St. James. Director of Tourism Paul Pennycook says the awards is to recognize the work of the tour group operators and other stakeholders who contribute to the success of the tourist industry.
These are the persons who sell travel on behalf of Jamaica. Many persons marvel that despite our challenges, Jamaica remains a top destination in the region. This event is our way of showing appreciation to the largest producers of business for the destination.
Other commemorative activities will focus on raising awareness about the role the JTB has played in national development. These include a roving exhibition which will be launched on May 7 in Montego Bay. The exhibition will be set up in parish libraries throughout the island. There will also be a lecture series aimed at highlighting the history of tourism in Jamaica and an academic seminar to discuss the future of tourism. A long service awards ceremony will be held for the staff of the JTB, at which 80 members who have served for between 10 and 40 years will be honored. The JTB will also be participating in the Caribbean Tourism Organization Week to be held in New York from June 1 to 5 and in Canada during the month of October. The event showcases the Caribbean's diverse product offerings and offers networking opportunities for Caribbean government officials, private sector executives, and industry partners. The JTB will wind down its 60th anniversary activities by participating in the annual World Travel Market Trade Show to be held in London from November 2 to 5.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Yes. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
If you live in Dehaney Park, Patrick City, Harbor View, Helcher, Angels 1 and 2, or Angels Grove, the National Solid Waste Management Authority will be in your community on the last Sunday of each month from now until August to collect your electronic waste. If you're in another section of St. Catherine, Kingston, or St. Andrew, take your e-waste to their Mason Plaza and King Street in Spanish Town or the NSWMA head office on Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
One of the key strategies on the Vision 2030 for the tourism sector is to develop and implement flagship heritage, cultural, historical, and nature-based attractions projects. This will aid in transforming Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now for our glimpse of Jamaica.
One of the main things we missing up now when me I grew up as a youth, we used to have a thing called a pop gun. We use bamboo joint and rose up a shot, push it in and blow in it. We now see that again. We used to use arsai, rub the arsai upon the concrete and put it on the next one jar and fire that it burn him. We now see that again, you know. My name is Michael Matthews, and I'm from Arakabesa, St. Mary.
And remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. That brings us to the end of today's program. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.